When you were farming, did you have it fenced? Or?
Yes, ma'am. I had a fence.
And did you ever raise cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me a little bit about the work you did raising cotton?
Raising cotton? Well, I raised cotton before we got this chemical. I did use chemicals here, but we planted cotton in rows, about 3 foot wide, and hope it hold it, had it hold out, and pouring it for, and cultivated, pouring it for weevils, boll weevils, whatever other insects you had in it. I didn't get many of that, it's good. Then we picked our cotton by hand. I don't know where we ever had any pick by picker or not, did we?
I just once or twice. You know, you had to keep it down there one time. It had to sound like, but it just was a rare thing. I mean, most of the time we did by hand.
We picked most of our cotton by hand. We made about 20 bales a year.
What do you call grass that grows up in the cotton field where you don't want it?
Wheat, grass.
Okay. Cotton and corn grow in a what?
Field.
Okay, tobacco is grown in a what?
Tobacco field.
Okay.
Almost about.
What kind of things would you say you grow in a patch?
Turnip patch or pea patch or bean patch or potato patch.
Do you have different names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
We have rail fence and picket fence. Board fences.
Right, what's the fence made of twisted wire with sharp points on it?
Barbed wire.
Can you name any other fences made of wood? I think you just mentioned one.
Rail fence. And picket fence. Board fence.
Okay. And when you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the what?
Post.
Okay, and what would you call just one of those?
Corner post.
Okay. What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from a field?
A stone fence. Rock fence.
Okay. If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in her nest to fill her?
False egg.
Okay. And if you have a nice tea set, what would you say it's made out of? Or a nice set of dishes, what would they be made out of?
China.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
Water jug.
Okay.
Or a vacuum jug.
Okay. If it was made out of wood, what would you call it?
Paling.
Okay. What if it's made out of metal?
Still be a pail or bucket.
Okay. And what do you carry milk in?
Milk bucket.
Okay, what sort of container would you use to carry food to a pig?
Slop bucket.
And what do you fry eggs in?
A fry pan.
And what's that made of? Probably you've used more than one.
We've used we have Teflon. We have a cast iron skillet we like to cook.
Everybody says there is a day.
Cast iron, yeah.
Okay, what about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use to heat water or
water? Water still.
Okay. What would you call a container that you plant flowers in and keep in the house?
Flower pot.
Okay. And what if you just put flowers in a container? What would it be?
Put them in a vase.
Okay. And what do you call the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Knife, fork, silverware.
Okay, and what do you have in a sugar bowl? What kind of a?
Spoon.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time. And before we can have supper, we have to have clean dishes. You must
wash the dishes.
Okay. And after she washes the dish, then she does what?